We are led to believe that atheism and science go hand in hand, that they're inseparable. But can atheism even account for the scientific method? In this short video, I want to share two reasons I believe atheism cannot account for the scientific method. Now, like with all other methods, the scientific method is based on certain axioms and certain principles. Two of the many things it requires for us to even, that we require for us to even have the scientific method is, number one, that there must be uniformity within nature, that the universe must follow a pattern, there must be order present, such as the laws of physics, which are there, we have the laws of logic, etc. But this uniformity cannot be made sense of in the absence of God. How can it? If you take the atheist naturalistic approach, then everything is an accident. It's all random. There is no intentionality, but there's no creator. There is no cause. Then how do we make sense of the laws of physics, the laws of logic, etc.? We can't, right? And if you don't have a uniform universe, you cannot study it. Because how could you study something that's volatile, right? That has no order. The second thing you require are rational faculties, the human mind, our ability to reason and to understand and to attain truth, to grapple with things and observations and to produce theories and ideas based on them. This mind, our rational faculties, again, how do we make sense of them? And I made a separate video on this. You cannot make sense of them in the absence of God. At best, you have to remain skeptical. Because imagine, you have a human being with rational faculties, but there is no order within the universe. Then what's there for him to study? You can't study the universe. Imagine you have an ordered universe that's uniform, but you don't have a rational human being there to study it. Therefore, there is no one or nothing there to study, right? So it just doesn't make sense either way. You require both. And on atheism, you cannot account for either. But from the theistic perspective, in particular from the Islamic perspective, it's very, very simple. God created the universe with order, and He created the human mind, our rational faculties, so we can study the universe. And when we study and reflect over the universe, we will see the signs. We will see His signs within the universe. We will see this order. We'll pick up on these things, which will lead us to the conclusion that we indeed have a creator and that He deserves worship. It's as simple as that. And this is exactly what we find in the Quran. Over and over again, God encourages us to study the world, to study the universe, to look into the heavens and the earth, look within ourselves. And in all of these things are clear signs which will lead us back to Him. I'll end on that point. Let me know your guys' thoughts. Make sure to comment below. Share your ideas. If you want to elaborate on particular points, please do. And until next time, take care.